Right, boys and girls, we are going to find out about something much, much safer than my chocolate bars were with Bill. But before we do that, I'd love you to sit up straight. Grown-ups, you can do this as well, because we're going to pray. Sit up straight, hands together so that you don't fidget, eyes closed so you don't get distracted, and we're going to talk to God together. Father God, thank you so much for all we learnt at CERT. Thank you for all we learnt about your great love for us. Please be with us now as we remember how wonderful that is. Amen. Boys and girls, and I guess grown-ups too, I wonder what it is that makes you feel safe. Maybe a scary scene comes on the movie you're watching on a Friday night, and so you grab a pillow and you cuddle it to yourself and you hide behind it, and that pillow makes you feel a little bit safer during the scary scene. Maybe it's your mum and dad. Something sad has happened at school and all you want is a hug from your mum and dad, and as their strong arms wrap around you, you feel safe and secure. Grown-ups, maybe it's something on a much bigger scale. Maybe with all the news of conflict and violence and war in the news, you just long to hear about peace treaties or ceasefires or justice. That news would make you feel safer. Well, this week at CERT, we've been learning the memory verse that's disappeared. Where's it gone? Wonderful. Let's have a couple of volunteers. Jen, can you give me a hand? You're nice and tall and strong. And let's go for, could you as well? That would be great. Come on up. Up on the stage. And you can grab that memory verse, and you guys can hold it up as high as you can. Is it the right way round? That's the question. Yes. Good. Let me read it out to you again. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. Boys and girls, I wonder if you can see the two big truths that are in this passage. Here's the first one, and Jen, you can put your one down for the time being and just take a seat. That would be great. And let's put it down so we can see your lovely face. First one is this. God loves us. He loves us. And we learned at CERT this week all about God's love using four pictures. So kids, you've seen this before. Grown-ups, this might be brand new. But this is what we learned at CERT this year. On the first day, we learned that God is our creator. God made everything we can see and smell and taste and hear and touch. And he is a good and kind and loving creator. And because he made everything we can see and smell and taste and hear and touch, he is the king over everything we can see and smell and taste and hear and touch. He is the king. On day two, though, we looked at this picture. This picture shows us, that we all sin. Now, sometimes at All Saints, we remember what sin is by using the S, the I, and the N. It's when we go, shove off God, I'm in charge, no to you and your rules. But this year at CERT, we learn that sin is when we try to take the crown off of God's head and wear it ourselves. That's why in this picture the crown is crossed out and the person is wearing their own little crown. But wonderfully, on day three, here's the picture for day three, we learned that God loved us enough to send Jesus into the world, and Jesus went to the cross to take the punishment we deserve for our sins. It's a bit like the great prince taking the place of Bill and Ted in jail so that they could go free. God loved us enough to save us. And then 3 days later, on the third day, Jesus rose from the dead. He is alive and he is king now. And so we have a choice. We can choose to follow Jesus, or we can choose to live with ourselves as king. And choosing Jesus as our king is better by far. Boys and girls, that is how much God loves us. He loved us when he made us. He loved us even when we sinned. And he loves us when he sent Jesus to die for us. God loves us. And the good news is that nothing can separate us from that love. So we're going to put this one down and we're going to lift this one up. Thank you, Jen. Nothing can separate us from this great love that God has for us. Nothing. Not a stormy sea. If you got in a boat and you sailed as far away as you can, no matter how far you travel, wherever you end up, God will love you there. Not really tall mountains. If you climbed to the top of the tallest mountain, when you got to the top, God would love you there. Not the deepest caves. If you went caving down into the deepest, darkest, spookiest cave you could find, when you got to the bottom, God would love you there. And not sad times. Boys and girls, we live in a world, don't we, where everyone cries sometimes. Hands up if you have ever cried. That's the whole room, right? Everyone has cried sometime. But even when we're sad, even when we cry, God loves us. And not hard times. Boys and girls, this might be more for the grown-ups. Grown-ups, you probably know more of hard times than the kids do yet. But, you know, toxic work environments, difficult financial situations, damaging relationships, grief and guilt and stress and shame are all emotions we know quite well, don't we? Sometimes the hard times are our own doing. Sometimes we're victims and not villains. But no matter the situation and no matter the reason, God will still love his people. Nothing in all of creation, nothing can separate us from his love. And if you put the two halves together, so if you lift up that half as well, I think these two halves of our memory verse help us to realize that we are safe in Christ. We might face turbulence and chaos in life, but we are safe in God's love for us. We might be racked with guilt and shame sometimes, but we are safe and loved by Jesus. I think the thing we've learned at CERT this week, grown-ups, is that there is no better thing to be than friends with God. And no better truth than the good news that Jesus died to save us. No better person to follow as king than Jesus. And no safer relationship in the world than knowing we are loved by God thanks to Christ. So we're going to pray. You can put your memory verse boards down. Thank you for your strong arms. Go grab a seat. And you can just leave them there. Bill and Ted will tidy them up later. And we will pray together. So let's sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll pray. Oh, Father God, thank you so much that you love us and nothing can separate us from that love. Thank you so much that you loved us when you made us, that you loved us even though we sinned, and that you loved us enough to send your Son to rescue us. Thank you that we are safe in your love. Amen.